work with us.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lenkert, and Doug has the day off, so we're going to spend some time together today and talk about food. We're going to talk about what's going on in the food world. We're going to talk about how you need to fuel the teen machine, and then the latest information about cholesterol. But first up, this past week, I do something every year which is a standout. In my world, in my life, I probably don't have more fun than this, which is hosting the best bagger competition. Now, I know what you're going to say. Bagger, best, how hokey is that? Well, you know, so far the winner, who was crowned, if you would, on Monday, on Valentine's Day, February 14th, in Las Vegas, at the National Grocers Association Best Bagger Competition. This is the 25th anniversary. So far she's been on ESPN. She's been on David Letterman. Crystal Smith is her name, from Vermont. And, you know, it's just so much fun. And those of you that might be baggers, if you would, that you might have bagged at one point in your life, give us a call and tell us about your bagging experiences, good and bad. I think that that's the important thing to understand. There was a book written, I want to say about 4 or 5 years ago. In France, there was a girl. She graduated college, could not get a job. So what did she do? She became a checker in a supermarket in France, and she wrote this lovely book about it. The title of the book, of course, I forget right now. The translation was okay. It wasn't that well translated from the French. But it's really a terrific story about how people deal with us as customers. So if you've been a bagger, if you've been a cashier, give me a holler. 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-8255. Let's hear about your bagging experiences and your cashier experiences. I'm going to get to this bagger again in a second. But this this book from this cashier, what she said was the most annoying thing. And I believe she was a cashier for about two and a half years, something like that, is that she would be helping someone. Somebody who's checking out, taking their money, packing their groceries, and I believe in this store, if memory serves me correctly, she did both. Taking the money, scanning the product, and then bagging. She would be in the middle of helping a customer through the door, and guess what would happen? Someone would inadvertently come up to her while she's in the middle of working and ask where the restroom was. She said that drove her crazy, that no one could either go to the courtesy desk to find that out or just interrupt, blatantly interrupt while somebody's concentrating, making sure that, you know, the checkout was done properly, that all the prices were properly. Where's the bathroom? That was her number one complaint. She said it happened most often versus all the other things. So back to the best bagger. 22 different states have annual local competitions, if you would, and there are literally hundreds of people in each of these local competitions who are competing. Then from there, the winner from a local level goes to Las Vegas, 25th time ever, and competes. For $10,000, ConAgra Foods is the sponsor, $10,000. They also get a gold check lane, and this check lane goes to the store with their name emblazoned on it. And it's really wonderful, and it's wonderful because, and the reason I enjoy it, is people have their friends, their family coming. They have, by the way, if you want to see a clip of it, just go to supermarketguru.com. In the left-hand side, there's a little box that says, don't miss, and then you can see the ESPN clip from it. So supermarketguru.com, don't miss, check out the NGA Best Bagger, and you can see all the excitement. So you have people standing on chairs, you know, yelling, screaming. You have people that have made custom T-shirts with the bagger's photo on it. They've got the signs. I mean, this is really supporting everybody who's in the room, everybody who's on this check stand. And just to give you some idea, you know, it's not just about speed. It's speed, it's weight distribution. They have to fill three bags with groceries, so to make sure that it's even, their appearance, their style, their attitude, and obviously making sure that the eggs are not on the bottom, just being able to balance out what's in that bag properly. But when you think about the bagger and the importance of the bagger, it's really quite simple. This is the last person that we see when we leave the store. So that experience, again, making sure that everything's packed properly, they put it in our cart, or they ask us if we need help out to our car, any of those things, that's the lasting impression. And supermarkets typically pay the bagger the worst. They get the worst amount of money, and they're probably the most important in deciding whether or not we're going to have a satisfying experience. If we get home and the bread was put in sideways and it's all smushed, you know, guess what? We're just going to shake our head and say, you know, why are we going to the store? There has to be a better way. So we need to be smart. We in the food industry need to be smart. And whether it's a cashier or a bagger, and I'm not saying, you know, you need to double their salary, because that doesn't work. But these are important people. These are the people that really dictate whether or not we're going to go back to a store. So if you've been a bagger, you've been a cashier, give us a call at 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-8255. And give us your thoughts. Bagger, cashier, what annoyed you the most when you were doing this? Was it just part-time where you were going through school and needed some extra money? Or did you get laid off and that was the only thing that you could find? And what was that like, to be later in life a cashier or a bagger in a supermarket? And we're going to take your calls. And the best discussion about baggers and cashiers is going to get a Supermarket Guru Fun Pack. That's a canvas tote bag. It's a copy of my PBS special Food Sense, and loaded up with different foods as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about fast food and the lean, mean, teen. We're also going to share an interesting invention that I had the occasion to see and interview this past week. It's actually a printer. Think of it as like a home computer printer. But what it does is it makes food. I'm Phil Lempert. This is Good Day Weekend. We'll be right back after this.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. That's the
Georgia starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert. Doug has the day off. And my question to you is whether or not you crave eggs. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Now, you've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the entire day, and here's why. Eggs are a great source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents each, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your dollar. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. So take a trip around the world without ever leaving your kitchen. All you've got to do is visit the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. It's the home of the incredible edible egg. And with us is Ellen Shanley, the co-author of Fueling the Teen Machine. Ellen, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. You know, I've got to tell you, probably, and I don't know if you saw this, but when the Dietary Guidelines had its press conference, oh, I want to say about 3 weeks ago, three, 4 weeks ago at this point, it was a live webcast. I was watching, and it took place at George Washington University. They opened up the audience to include some of the students. So one of the students had a question. I believe it was actually the first question. Gets up, asks Secretary Vilsack, what about teens? You have all these dietary guidelines, but what about breaking it down for teens? And he went on to say when he goes home, and he didn't describe where home was, but he looks around, all his friends are fat. And he was searching for how to stay fit, how we can reverse this obesity, and all that the people on the stage could say, you know, is go to mypyramid.gov and type in your weight and your age, and it'll come up with stuff. So I guess what I'm saying is that if I look around, and if I look around at our teen population, clearly overweight, obese, not eating very well at all, but the government is doing much to help. What's going on?
Well, we really do live in a tough time. I think that we all are being asked to do so much, and we just don't have enough time to do it. So I think many times we're making choices that are not necessarily the best choices. And perhaps if we just spend a little bit of time thinking about what we're doing, we could be healthier and we could be more fit.
Okay, but let's talk about time, and I'm sure you're very busy, I'm very busy. Is it just time, or is it that something hasn't connected in our brain that says, you know, slow down, eat a little bit better, you're going to live longer, you're going to look better, you know? Is it just a time factor?
Well, you know, I think you make a really good point. I think there is sort of a disconnect there. I think that people are not necessarily thinking they could make some small changes, and it really will make a big difference. I think we've also just gotten away from things that used to mean a lot to families in terms of sitting around the dinner table.
Absolutely. I agree with that 1,000%. Ellen, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Ellen Shanley, the co-author of Fueling the Teen Machine. And when we come back, I want to talk about fast food in particular, you know, supersizing. What about if you go into a store, a restaurant, and you order chicken? Is that a healthier option? And what about all these nutritional labels that are all over fast food restaurants? I'm Phil Lempert. This is Good Day Weekend. Join in the discussion, 800-510-8255, and we'll be right back with more.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules Plus, get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Evan.
Welcome back. I'm Phil Lenford. This is Good Day Weekend. Doug has the day off, and we're talking to Ellen Chanley, the co-author of Fueling the Teen Machine, 7 Tips on Healthy Drive-Thru Choices for Busy Teen. Ellen and I are talking about whether or not it's just about time or whether or not there's another disconnect that's going on. Ellen, I've gone to a lot of fast food restaurants, and I actually see teens who are sitting inside, and they're having like a Big Mac or a Whopper, a milkshake, French fries, apple pie. And then I've honestly seen a number of times where they get up after eating however many thousands of calories that is, and they're still hungry. How can that be?
Well, I don't know that they're really hungry. I think that they're probably, hopefully, if they've taken a little bit of time to eat, their brain should be saying that they're full, because that's a lot of food.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So for teens, and probably for more than just teens, for all of us, what are some tips that when we go to fast food restaurants that we should be doing? What should we be careful of? What's the right way to eat at fast food?
Well, I think one thing you really do want to think about is, do you really need to supersize that meal? And I must say, I think the fast food restaurants do a great job in terms of enticing you to do that, because just for 50 cents more, you can get that supersize. But is that really what you need? Is that what your body needs? So you really need to ask yourself that question. Or if you do supersize, why not share it with someone else?
That's a good idea. And that way you can save some money too.
Yeah, absolutely. But most of the time, you don't need that supersize.
Okay.
Something else,
I see a lot of the menus have chicken on them, but is the chicken that much healthier than the burger?
Absolutely not. In many situations, we find that the chicken is actually less healthy than the burger, because in most fast food restaurants, it's fried. So oftentimes that fish or chicken are more calories and have more fat in them. So you may want to just purchase that traditional hamburger, the small one.
And a lot of the fast food restaurants have, these big signs up, usually near the restrooms, that, have the nutritional information on it. Is that really a good, accurate source for what we're doing?
It is. That nutritional information is there. And you can also, if they don't have it there, you could download it from their website, or there are a lot of apps that are available right now for that. So, yeah, they do have good nutrition information. I think, though, it usually isn't a place where you don't necessarily see it, and many people don't want to look at it.
Well, you know, a lot of people have said for years, probably led by the McDonald's and Burger King PR machines, that the people who go to fast food restaurants are not looking for healthy food. They're looking for affordable, fast food. They want to get in. They want to get out. They want something that's tasty. So should we be debating whether or not fast food should even be healthy, or should it, you know, just offer to this group of the population that wants fast, cheap, tasty, that product and get off their back already?
Well, I think I have to say I do think that fast food restaurants have tried to step up to the plate in terms of offering some healthier choices to their customers, because I do think there are people who go to fast food restaurants because it is quick, it's inexpensive, and there can be some good choices. So why not let those be available?
But, you know, McDonald's for probably 30 years, and Burger King, too, has tried to be healthy. They've had veggie burgers. They've had salads. They've done all this stuff. And the bottom line is nobody buys them. Is it because the food itself it just isn't making it? Or, again, are they right saying the people who come into our restaurants just don't want this? And I think that's a question that I'm not sure that you and I can answer. But, you know, at some point, do we just, you know, back off and say, okay, if that's what you want, that's what you want. Now, we talked about the dietary guidelines a second ago. Probably the only surprise for me in the dietary guidelines, and this is one of your points in your book as well, the biggest surprise to me is where they said, forget about sugary drinks. Forget the soda and drink water. And that was a huge step for the dietary guidelines. And you're saying the same thing. Why?
Well, soda really just has a lot of empty calories. And it's especially when people are just getting bigger and bigger things. And we're also seeing people that are walking around with something to drink in their hand all the time.
Like that huge big gulp and things like that. It's
absolutely. So if you could just replace that with water, it's so much better from a calorie standpoint. Also, though, from cavities, it really will make a huge difference.
Sure. Well, Ellen, thanks so much for joining us. The book is Fueling the Teen Machine. It's available everywhere, or you can go to Amazon and download it as well if you've got a Kindle or if you've got an iPad. Ellen Chanley, thanks so much for joining us. Some great information. And there's a lot more discussion here, so make sure you get the book, go online, and really figure it out. If you want to buy it online, just go to Bullpub, BullPub.com. I'm Phil Lempert. We'll be right back.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes.
With Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Work with us.
Welcome back to Good Day. I'm Phil Lempert. Doug has the day off, and we're talking about food. We're talking about health, nutrition, what we need to, you know, get our bodies in shape. If you look around, you know, it's fine for the government to come out with dietary guidelines. It's fine for supermarkets to have registered dietitians, but you and I have a responsibility. All the information's out there. What we need to do is just flick on that magic switch in our brain and start to eat healthier and move more. This is not rocket science, folks. It's really just about getting in tune with our bodies. And now that obesity or being overweight is about two-thirds of our nation, come on. It's time. It's time. So with us to help figure this maze of health and nutrition out is Mitch Kantner. Mitch is the executive director of the Egg Nutrition Center, and also Mitch has spent about 20 years in everything when it comes to food research, from Quaker Oats, from General Mills, knows everything that there is to know about health and nutrition and the way you and I need to deal with it and to get on with it and to get thin and move. Mitch, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Thanks a lot, Phil. Thanks for that kind introduction.
Well, it's true. You know, we need more people like you who are out there spreading the word. I mean, it's that simple, because what we're doing day in and day out is obviously not working. We're not empowering consumers to eat healthy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the cues are everywhere to encourage us to eat unhealthy foods. You know, the proliferation of fast food restaurants and the like. You can't walk 5 feet without having something in your face suggesting that you eat more. So while the advice, you know, eat healthier, move more, is right on and very practical, putting it into real life play sometimes is difficult.
I think it's very difficult. And I don't care whether people have money, have education, live in cities, don't live in cities, and so on. This is a problem that we all share in this country. Every single one of us have the same issue. And I've got to tell you, I am, not to get political here, but I am so impressed with what Michelle Obama is doing to try to get, you know, obesity under control, schools and so on. I've never seen as many food companies, fast food not involved, but food companies and supermarkets excited about how to empower consumers.
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. To have somebody as high profile as the First Lady getting involved in this, I don't think it can do anything but help. At least it shines a light on the situation, and that's a step in the right direction.
I want to move into the dietary guidelines. Came out a few weeks ago. Some major surprises there for me. One surprise was that I thought, and I think a lot of people thought, that they were going to reduce the recommended daily allowance of sodium. Didn't happen. What they did is they divided the population in half and said, if you're over 50, if you're African American, if you're at risk for diabetes, you know, yada, 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 you know, lower sodium consumption of 1,500 milligrams. Otherwise, the recommendation stays the same at 2,300. Another surprise for me is skip the soda. You know, I'm sure that the people at Coke and Pepsi are not very happy right now, but saying, you know, forget soda and drink water instead. And then the third was real interesting to me. It was a call out for a specific food, a food that you represent, eggs, where they're saying, you know, have an egg a day. It is a great source of protein. It is affordable. It is lower in cholesterol than a lot of people think. So let's focus again, because this is what you do and why you're on the road and talking to us from the hotel room. You're out there talking about eggs. So let's talk specifically about what the guidelines have to say about eggs and why all of a sudden do eggs have less cholesterol. What happened here? So let's start there. Let's start with why do eggs have less cholesterol and then go into dietary guidelines?
Sure. I think the short answer to your question is we're really not sure. I mean, there's no one definitive answer why suddenly eggs have less cholesterol. And I just to backtrack for a second for your listeners who aren't aware, just in the last week or so, the USDA published a study that indicated that eggs, when they tested them now, they took sample of eggs, random sample from around the country, eggs have 14% less cholesterol than they did when they did a similar analysis about 8 years ago. So that's been demonstrated, and it'll be published soon. The reasons, we're not really sure. Frankly, we just commissioned a researcher at Iowa State University to look into the reasons. Right now, the thoughts are some of it might have to do with the feed. There are a number of egg producers who've changed what they feed the chicks over the years,
right.
And that
right.
Obviously would potentially translate into a healthier, lower cholesterol egg. It might have to do with breeding of the chickens. There's a comment or a point called rate of lay that producers talk about. The amount of eggs that a particular chicken lays over the course of a year, that number has gone up. Some of that has to do with breeding, and that might translate into less cholesterol in each egg. If the chick is going to produce more eggs, there may be less cholesterol in the egg. So the point is, and there are other factors as well that I can get into, but I you know, long story short, we're not really sure, but the fact remains that an egg now has less cholesterol than it did 8 years ago.
Well, Mitch, what comes to mind when you're describing this is something similar that happened with pork probably now 20 or 30 years ago or 40 years ago, where everybody was talking about how unhealthy pork was. And then what happened is all the hog farmers got together. They changed the feed of the pork. And guess what? Now we had the other white meat, which was a leaner product than before because of the feed and breed, natural breeding and so on that took place. So I'm wondering, and again, I'm not a scientist, so I offer no answers about why eggs have lower cholesterol. But are we to the point where we know that consumers want to eat healthier, and whether it be eggs or pork or down the road beef and so on, that the farmers are really going to work a lot closer with folks like yourself who are steeped in the food science, if you would, and be able to, from the feed to the time, you know, these products wind up on our table, really naturally engineer the food so it's healthier.
Yeah, no, short answer, yes. And some of the more progressive producers are doing that already. You know, in the egg world, there are producers who are putting things like omega-3 mm-hmm. fats into the feed and that translates into an egg with higher omega-3. Some producers are putting more vitamin D in, and as a matter of fact, we're doing research right now with a mind's eye on making it standard throughout the industry, where every egg producer would put added vitamin D into the feed, and you'd have a much higher vitamin D level naturally in the egg, which is an exciting prospect. I think the sky's the limit. You know, we just had a meeting recently where we talked about the notion of putting other things in animal feed as well to produce superfoods. And while it might sound futuristic now, I don't think it's out of the question that that could happen. The flip side, frankly, is that there's potential trade-offs. Like you mentioned beef. And beef producers for a number of years have been trying to create lower saturated fat beef, and they can do it. But the trade-off is now you're going to have less marbled meat, which sometimes means tougher meat, and consumers many times don't want to eat tougher meat. So there are trade-offs, and I think in time, as the technology gets better, you're going to be able to have the best of both worlds, something that tastes great, something that has more nutrition, but it's certainly something people are working on right now.
Mitch, stay right there. We got to take a quick break. I'm Phil Lempert. This is Good Day Weekend, and we're talking to Mitch Cantner, who is the executive director of the Egg Nutrition Center, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthcare reform in 2011 allows children across the country with pre-existing conditions to enroll in private health insurance plans, but it may work differently in each state. In California, a special enrollment period for children with pre-existing conditions is underway. Other states have also scheduled special enrollment periods, including Colorado, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Illinois, and Oregon. If you're trying to find health insurance for a child, Nate Purpura from eHealth Insurance has some advice.
If you enroll your child in a health insurance policy, there are two things you should do right away. Before you even enroll, you should choose a plan that your pediatrician will accept. If you don't have a pediatrician, be sure to pick one that's accepting new patients. And once you enroll, health reform gives you free preventive care screenings you can take advantage of right away.
The Internet makes it easy to shop for insurance. eHealthInsurance.com lets you compare prices, find plans with your doctor, and enroll online.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert. My guest is Mitch Cantner, the executive director of the Egg Nutrition Center. We're talking about cholesterol, but first up, Mitch, tell our audience if they want more information about eggs, about cholesterol, where can they go?
We have a wonderful website. It's info at eggnutritioncenter.org, and you can boot up our website, and it has a lot of great information. We're working on it as we speak. We are making it more interactive. We're doing blog posts and those sorts of things. We've got videos on there from researchers who've done work that we have funded over the years, and it's really a good source of information. I would suggest people start there, and feel free to contact us as well at the Egg Nutrition Center. I'd be happy to give out my number if people wanted to call for information. They can call me directly at 847-636-2393, and I'll be happy to put them in touch.
Okay, give us the number one more time in case people didn't have it pen handy.
847-636-2393.
Okay, now, Mitch, I want to go beyond cholesterol for a moment. And you mentioned that we're now seeing packages of eggs that say omega-3 on it, vitamin D on it, and so on. And I'm going to put you on the spot here for a second. I look at a carton of eggs. There's just so much stuff on it. Can I believe everything that's on there between free-range, cage-free, you know, happy-go-lucky chickens dancing around on the package and so on? What should I be looking for when I pick up a carton of eggs?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I'd say that the industry, egg producers, want to give consumers what they want. And there is a segment of the population that prefers free range. The notion of an animal that produces chickens that has some freedom to move around in a pen or outside, whatever the case may be, is appealing to a lot of people. And so if producers will give those sorts of eggs to folks. There are people who want brown eggs. There are people who want eggs that are produced traditionally by caged animals. So they're all available. From a nutritional perspective, fact of the matter is that they're all relatively the same. There truly is not much of a difference between an egg from a cage-free animal and an egg from a caged animal. In fact, in some instances, because the animal it's caged is brought up in a more structured environment, everything the animal eats is monitored, and these are highly scientific diets that are given to the animals. They're actually, in many instances, better nutrition in an animal produced in that environment. But it really is a matter of the egg producers, the farmers, wanting to give the consumers choice and give them what they want, and that's why you see this plethora of different products on the shelves.
Well, Mitch, thanks so much for joining us. Some great information out there. Again, give us the website one more time.
Eggnutritioncenter.org is the website.
Well, thanks again, Mitch. Come back to us with more good news. Eggs down in cholesterol about 14%, according to the latest report that just came out. So don't forget, have an incredible edible egg. I love saying that. I could be one of those eggs dancing across the TV screen. Well, talking about dancing across the TV screen, I had the occasion this past week to interview a Cornell doctoral candidate from Cornell University. And what he has developed is a three-dimensional food printer. This is fascinating, and if you want to see what this printer is, again, just go to our website, supermarketguru.com, front and center, right in the center screen, you'll see 3D food printer. Click on that, you'll see the video of it. But here's the concept, and while I have not tasted the food, I have seen the food. And when you think about this, it's kind of logical and kind of cool. Similar to a printer that you would have for a computer, instead of ink cartridges, there's food cartridges that you might have, one that has eggs in it, one that has pizza dough, one that has spaghetti sauce, and so on. And basically what it does operates the same way as a home printer. You know, the little thing zigs back and forth and back and forth, and then it builds cookies, pizza, and so on. Obviously, you still have to bake it. But when you think about this technology, and this is just a rudimentary printer at this point, but by the way, you can buy it in a kit form. It's just under $2,000. And if you're interested, again, click on the video. It'll give you all the information on how you can buy it. Think about this for a moment, that all you need is this printer. You don't have to go to the store to buy different things. You don't have to be Julia Child. What you have to do is just press the button that says pizza and on. I'm Phil Lempert. This is Good Day Weekend. We'll be right back with more after this.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
589. Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lampert, and you know, it's amazing to me that in today's world, as fast talking about how hassled and harried we all are, it's Saturday. And you know what that means? Most people are still going to go to the supermarket today, Saturday morning, to buy their groceries for the week. We still have not spread out that shopping trip. Saturday is the number one day, then Sunday, then Friday. And when we talk about this printer or talk about, you know, e-commerce and so on, it's amazing to me that supermarkets haven't been able to entice us to spread out our shopping trips, that we go, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when the store is, frankly, less busy. In fact, we just did a poll on supermarketguru.com with our consumer panel, and I invite all of our listeners to join our consumer panel. We've got about 110,000 people now who are constantly answering our questions and even asking a lot of questions as well, which is always terrific. And we asked them, you know, what annoys you about supermarkets? Because it's always, you know, we're always assuming that the supermarket does everything right. Clearly, they don't. Supermarkets know that. But here's the top three annoyances that our consumer panel told us that they have when they go to supermarkets. 62%, and this to me is shocking and wrong, just plain wrong. 62% say that their number one annoyance is that the store runs out of sale items. There is no reason that in today's environment, with just in time, with all the technologies that exist, that any store should ever run out of something that's on sale. I'm not talking about a mom and pop. I'm talking about the Krogers, the Safeways, the ShopRites, the, you know, the A&Ps, you know, the big stores. There's no reason they should do that. Second top annoyance is, in order to get something on sale or something free, you have to buy something else. And I agree. I think that would be annoying. And then third is that at the checkout, when you ring through, they give you coupons, and it has a short expiration date on it. meaning like a week or 2 weeks. That one I take issue with, and about a third of the consumer panel said that annoys them. If you take a look at what's going on now with Groupon and a lot of these other scout mob, a lot of these other crowdsourcing value gimmicks or schemes, if you would, I love the idea that I could get on my mobile phone a little text or a pop-up window that says that if I go to my local supermarket today between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m., I will save 20% on my whole order, or I'll get something free or so on. I like the excitement of that. I like that treasure hunt feeling. Now, can I always take advantage of that? Absolutely not, because we all have to work for a living. But I like the excitement of that. Now, again, when I take a look at what annoys us the most, and again, coming from our consumer panel, when we judge the store overall, number one, not having enough cashiers. 44% say the store doesn't have enough cashiers on a day-to-day basis, which is why, and some of you might be complaining about self-checkout, which is why I love self-checkout. I don't have to deal with the cashier, you know, especially if I'm, and I've gone to self-checkout with a full shopping cart. So it's not just to be used if you've got two items or three items or whatever else. I've gone with a full shopping cart. It's fine. Number two complaint overall day-to-day is the items on the top shelves are too high to reach. Number three is that they put those displays in our way in the aisle that we can't get through. Number four is that the store keeps moving items around. Of course they do, because if they move items around, we're going to look for them. We're going to see other impulse items that we want to buy, that we need to buy, or that we don't need to buy, and we're going to spend more. And back to where we started on today's program. 20% of people say there's not enough baggers. So we've got to root for that bagger. And again, if you've got some time, sometime over this weekend, go to supermarketguru.com, click on the Don't Miss box, watch the segment from ESPN on Best Bagger, or just Google Best Bagger. You can see Crystal Smith from Vermont, in a whole bunch of different TV interviews where we're talking about celebrating the bagger, which is a good thing because, hey, it's a good day weekend show, and if we have to celebrate anything this week, it is for the bagger. I'm Phil Lempert. Doug will be back with us on Monday. Have a great weekend, and don't forget, make sure you read those nutritional panels very importantly. Thanks again for listening.